God and fully man. He has access to that which he needs at any given moment. His humanness does. But you can never actually say that in totality. You can't say Jesus ate and drank and slept as a human, but walked on water and healed people as God. That's heresy, because you're dividing the actions of the human and the divine, and you cannot do that. He ate and drank and slept and laughed as God and man. He healed and walked on water and performed other miracles as God and man. He died on the cross as God and man. By virtue of his humanity, God experienced what it means for us to die. By virtue of his divinity, man experiences the immortality of God. By virtue of his humanity, Jesus experienced temptation, what it truly means to be tempted to sin. And it was a real temptation. By virtue of his divinity, he did not succumb to it. He did not sin. And yet, he experienced what it means to be tempted by virtue of his humanity. And his humanity experiences what it means to be sanctified wholly and completely by virtue of his divinity. The humanity and the divinity are always acting together. They are inseparable and not blendable. And it's true from the instant of conception to today. From the instant he was conceived in her womb, he was God and man. Hence, it is appropriate to say that Mary is the mother of God in Jesus Christ. She is the God carrier, the God bearer, in the Greek, the Theotokos, the one who bears God into the world. She's not the mother of God eternal. God has no mother. But God in Jesus Christ, Jesus Nazianzus, yes.
She was the portal into the world.
Yeah, she was a portal. She was a bearer. But even more than that, I mean, this brings up the question. Is Jesus a clone of Mary, since there was no earthly father? Is Jesus the second Adam, literally? Adam's genes? Did Mary provide anything of the humanity of Jesus? Those are all interesting theological questions that the church has never settled. Especially since many of them are recent questions, like in a baby you've got two sets of chromosomes brought together to make a person. Half of them from the father, half of them from the mother. Well, Mary conceived by the Holy Spirit. So did she supply the egg and her half of the chromosome pairs? Where did the other half come from? What's the divine sperm? Or is there such? Did the Holy Spirit create something and insert it in there? Or was Mary cloned and it's just a male version of Mary? Or was an entire egg cell of Adam inserted into her and grow? I mean, you're talking about these things in modern terms. The early church had no conception of this stuff. In the ancient world, the Jews believed that the woman provided nothing. They were the carrier for the baby. Only.
Then where would the humanity have come from?
Well, good question. Where did the humanity of Jesus come from? That's a fascinating question. Now, one of the most common answers is to say it came from the fact that Mary provided her half and God provided his half.
Since man, the male species, is the one that passes sin along. So,
and y'all are lucky, you know that.
But there was no... It begs the question, there was no Mary for Adam, right? God
formed Adam out of the dust of the earth.
Or if you wanted to put it into technical, modern scientific
viewers,
God created DNA and grew Adam.
Right.
Same thing.
Same basic concept.
Yeah.
He takes the fundamental elements and creates.
So why couldn't he, if he did that, why couldn't he have created the DNA?
Precisely.
And put it in Mary.
Which is the standard general approach. To say that Mary provided her half, God provided a half.
The other half.
But that other half is human. It's human, all right. And it's not artificial, unless you want to say that God creating something is artificial.
Copyright by Dr. Gregory S. Neal, all rights reserved. Visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.